Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Tom Heckness is here, too. Tom is a member of our Brain Trust and one of the new members. He's former vice president for New York Life. He's got so many C letters behind his name, demonstrating his qualifications as a financial planner. CLU, that's Certified Life Underwriter. I know what that is. And CHFC, which is, I think that's Charter Financial Consultant. I think that's what that means. But here's one, Tom. I don't know what this means. CASL. What does that mean?
It's a Chartered Advisor for Senior Living.
Ah. You came up with that on your own. You just invented that, didn't you?
No, that's the American College, and that's one of their designations for people who really specialize in issues for seniors.
I'm just having some fun with you, Tom. I knew that was a real deal. But, folks, he got a lot of letters behind his name. That means he's, as you know, that means he's pretty smart. He's devoted to his work, which is taking care of helping folks like you and me make sure that we're ready for our salad days. His book is called Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life. Tom, boomers have started retiring in the last 12 months, basically. The baby boomer generation, the early folks, reached the age of 65, started retiring, and I'd like for you to give us a little bit of a perspective on where the boomer generation is in terms of being ready for retirement. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you know, both you and I are baby boomers as well, and, you know, it's interesting because I would say the state of retirement is one of concern right now for many baby boomers. The baby boom generation has been kind of a work hard, play hard generation. Many of them have saved quite a bit of money, but many of them have not. And so, you know, for the people who have not saved much money, they are definitely going to have to work longer, which a lot of the baby boomers don't mind. They don't mind working longer. They're going to maybe work
different.
That's
one thing that's different about our generation, Tom, from our parents, and that's that we actually don't mind. We actually, most of us like our work.
Yeah, and so the people who like their work, they're going to continue to do work, and the people who don't like their work may be doing something different that they do like, but many baby boomers will have to work longer into their 70s, you know, some into their 80s. But for the other baby boomers, the ones who have saved, they're still concerned because, and I'll tell you why, Jim. See, let's say 5 or 10 years ago when interest rates were 5%, you know, to get $50,000 of income in retirement, you only needed $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Today, in a 1% interest rate environment, to get $50,000, you need $5 million
right.
at 1%.
Right.
And so the low interest rate environment and the volatility of the market are causing a lot of concern, even among the baby boomers who have money.
Because they don't trust the stock market with their money, and they'd rather have the money in more liquid assets that are earning for them. But as you say, only at 1%, or maybe, you know, I mean, it's not even easy to get 1% anymore, is it?
No, my money market fund is paying 0.01. So I always say on the $35,000 balance in there, I'm getting 29 cents a month. That's one gumball a month. And I can't retire in a gumball.
Don't spend all that in one place.
Right.
So what do we do? How do we, this is you just given us a pretty frightening, pretty stark evaluation of the retirement situation for boomers. What do we do? How do we ramp up?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, for the younger boomers, they have to save more. They just have to. They have to, you know, reduce some of their expenses and begin to save more money. For the older baby boomers, they really need to study, you know, the math and the science behind retiring the right way. The reason I wrote the book, Jim, is because, you know, right now if they sit down with 50 different financial advisors and say, what should I do? They're going to get 50 different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of those opinions are going to be suboptimal. And so what I did was I did the research, what are the experts, the Dr. David Babels of Wharton and the Dr. Moshe Malevskis of Toronto University and the Dr. Menachem Yari, the people who've really studied this, there is an optimal way to retire. And you know, if the boomers want to just kind of do that research, they'll find there is a way they can retire and retire happy and successful, and they'll never run out of money.
How do they do that? Give us some tips.
Yeah, I mean, step number one is you've got to know how much money do you need every month in retirement. And that amount of money needs to be covered with guaranteed lifetime income. Now, what counts? I say Social Security counts. I say pensions count. But short of whatever the shortfall is that you're not getting covered in Social Security and pension, that has to be filled with a lifetime income annuity. That would be a product you could buy from an insurance company. But stocks can't do that. Bonds can't do that. CDs can't do that. None of those other products can do it. Only a lifetime income annuity. And you know, without getting too complicated, you've got to take longevity risk off the table to retire optimally, and that's the only product that can do it. Mm-hmm. And again, not my opinion.
Aren't annuities kind of expensive though? Aren't they typically when you get the price tag? Isn't there usually a little bit of sticker shock?
Yeah, but not with lifetime income. So that's a deferred annuity. The deferred annuities, especially the variable annuities, those would be the ones that would have the fees. There are no real fees inside of a lifetime income annuity. There'll be a one-time policy fee, but that's already calculated into the payment. And
so I need to ask my insurance agent or go online and search for lifetime income annuity.
Yeah, some places call it immediate annuities, but it's either an income annuity or immediate annuity. Those are the same things.
How does it work?
Well, it's just a guaranteed paycheck for life. You put in $100,000, you're going to be guaranteed X number of dollars, and it depends on your age. And here's the beauty of it, Jim. The older you are, the higher the paycheck.
Wow. What if you bought that, you put the $100,000 in, and you die prematurely? Do they keep the money, or does your family get?
No, you get to decide what you want to have. You can have the money, then the paycheck go to your wife or to your kids or to your grandkids. Okay.
The checks won't stop just because you died.
No, that's only if you pick life only, and less than 8% of the people out there pick life only.
Should they pick that?
Well, you know what? In my book, I say, you know, when I first got into this, I believed in life with cash refund because it was easiest to explain. You know, you put in $100,000, and if you're getting $10,000 a year after, and you die after 2 years, your family gets the other $80,000. But if you live to be 100, you know, the company has to pay you $200,000. But the more I've studied it, the math and the science really says those life only ones that everybody's afraid of buying because they might die tomorrow, those pay the most mortality credit.
Hold on to that thought. Tom Hegde, folks, we're going to come back and talk to Tom some more after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.